Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. Well, brother, we talked about different forms of dangers that screens bring with them. That was worldview, that was the danger of role models. They are being portrayed, that are being represented to us. There was danger of desensitization. We get normal towards things that are not normal, actually. And there was a sense of wasting time, spending so much time achieving nothing. What are the other dangers these screens bring for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I'd like to mention one more danger and one more point of concern. Obviously, the list is not exhaustive. We can bring other points as well, but I think five is a good number to end. This fifth one, we've talked about it before a bit as well. I want to kind of bring it separately because it's so important.
All right.
And this is a damaged self-image. So one of the things that you find occurs whilst we are consuming what's coming on the screen is that it damages the image that we have of ourselves.
Okay.
So every human being has an image of themselves, of how they see themselves and how they want to see themselves as well.
Yeah.
So you have awareness of how you look, how your physical body is.
Yeah.
And how your moral state is, etc. And you also have something you aspire towards. I wish I was like this. I wish I had
different kind of ability.
Yes, this particular so in kind. Terms of our knowledge, in terms of our akhlaq, in terms of our physical body, in terms of different things about us, we have an image of us.
Yeah.
And we have an understanding of this image and where we want to take this. This image is destroyed by the screen. How? You find that in what I'll give different examples, but the main one is to do with body image. So you find that research has suggested, for instance, that 50% of adverts use body image for product appeal.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that women are faced with an idea of a body image that doesn't match theirs.
Yeah.
So you find that there is a body image that is counted as a perfect human body, a perfect physical beauty. And this body is something that is aspired towards because it's counted as beautiful, it's counted as what is amazing out there. At the same time, you find that research suggests that there's only 1% of chance that you can be as thin as a supermodel.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. And so as a conclusion, you find that many, many young teenage girls go through depression, go through crazy, being very harsh upon themselves through different diets, whatnot. Why? Because their self-image doesn't match the image that they have of what they want to achieve, basically. They find themselves not matching that image that they have of the true amazing supermodel that they've seen. And this happens through adverts and through generally watching whatever comes on TV.
So we can say this is basically they have a lack of self-esteem as well. That's why they are concerning on body image. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about the dangers of animation, screens, and video games, and what can parents do about that. Well, Brother, you talked about body image. There's another danger, that's the destruction of self-image by just manifesting us the different forms of body image for the product appeal, which actually does not exist in real life. And I have personally seen, a couple of females who underwent knife, who did disastrous things with their bodies, and they still do not have that body image. They spent the money. They could have brought a different, they could have at least brought a flat with that money, but they spent it on their body to get that perfect body image. And not only they did not get that, in addition, they also, I was listening to this female who said that she cannot bear children for some 5 years at least, and many other things that were horrible to listen. So you're saying all this comes with the destruction of self-image that is brought by screens.
That's correct. You talked about self-esteem. Self-esteem is such an important concept. Where do we get our self-esteem from is when we understand that value that we have of ourselves, the true human perfection. This true human perfection is taught to us by the Quran, is taught to us by the Ahlul Bayt, is taught to us by our intellect of what we can really achieve. But you find that animations today, the movies out there, the video games out there, they teach us the wrong values for the human being. On one side, and on the other side, they teach us something that is not achievable for us. Us as the general population, the 99.99%, can't achieve that which is seen on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? And so that is a self-esteem destruction, right? It destroys our understanding of ourselves, of our self-worth, etc. And this brings about all these mental issues and mental health issues and other things. So we need to be very careful of this. You find that another example in the same topic. So you know these games where you have to create an avatar of yourself,
right?
And you build it according to how you see yourself.
Yeah.
Or these games that are very famous between girls as well, young girls, right? Where they've got a face, for example, a whole body of a girl that they have to dress, that they have to put makeup on, that they have to beautify in different ways. And you can do so many different things out there.
All right.
And all of this is centered around this idea that one, physical beauty is perfection. And secondly, that which comes out of it is something that's impossible for you to in real life achieve.
Yeah.
Right? So it destroys the image that you have of yourself as what is real, true human perfection you need to achieve. And this is detrimental for young girls because in terms of their hijab, in terms of their modesty, in terms of their what they want to achieve in life, all is being they're being fed is that what you want to achieve in life is this thin body that you want to get, this kind of hair, this kind of makeup. And there's, and then when you see these young girls, when they go towards that in their real life, we kind of wonder what happened, what went wrong.
Yeah.
What went wrong exactly is these avatars that they're building throughout their lives on on the
apps.
Virtual world.
Yeah.
Now they're on the real world. They obviously don't want to build this for themselves, and just not happening. So this is something that we need to be aware of and
concerned
about.
Well, brother, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam said, "A child's right is to be kind to him when educating him, forgiving him, covering his mistakes, acting moderately towards him, and helping him."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about the dangers of screen. Brother, you talked about avatar as well. Like, there are girls who actually play with these different avatars, and then they are not very confident about themselves. They have a destruction of self-image. What else?
Look at, to give another example in this, is family life, right? You find that very often the family life is portrayed in a particular way in movies and animations. On one side, you have, it always ends in a very beautiful, romantic, beautiful relationship, basically. Portrayed in such a way that is, again, it doesn't show the reality, right? Many people enter marriage with that idea of how they're going to feel that, I don't know, relationship with their husband or their wives.
Yeah.
And in reality,
That does not happen.
It doesn't happen, right? Or it requires a lot of effort to make it happen, which in the movies, it didn't show us any effort. It just happened, right?
Yeah.
But in real life, it requires effort for that true love, that true bonding to happen. It requires a lot of effort. And obviously, it comes with challenges. It comes with difficulties. It comes with misunderstandings. It comes with arguments. It always happens in real life.
Yeah.
And you find that many people then kind of give up. It goes to divorces. It goes to, it didn't match my expectations.
Or at least they think that I have married the wrong person.
Exactly. The issue was what? Was the image that we built of how I want to be was created from a world that was virtual world. That was a completely wrong world. What you can achieve in the virtual world doesn't match what you can in the real life.
Yeah.
And so this kind of break between these two leads us to be to kind of really fail in our true life.
And do you think that also creates a destruction of relationships?
Definitely.
As well?
I mean, there's definitely a direct correlation between relationships being very weak today and what we are fed with from different aspects of the social media or the cinema or video games, etc.
Yeah, I mean, whatever we are being taught from screen, it can affect our relationship with our parents as well, with our children, with our partners, especially because, as you said, what is being taught, the fantasy kind of things, people keep imagining that this is the reality, but then when they confront the reality, they cannot bear it actually. And this is because of the screens. This is another danger of screens. We talked about the destruction of self-image that is being caused by the screens, and we talked about many other dangers. Well, maybe there are more dangers, or maybe there's more on this topic, and there's also what could be done. We'll talk about that in another session, inshallah. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leads. stone unturned, perfect with no flaws at all, are the love.